Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I thank the Lord that you found time in your schedule today to join me for these next few minutes as we continue on in a message I've entitled, Open Doors into a Deeper Spiritual Life. Are you hungry for more of God? Well, I was sharing that as we look through the Word of God, God, by way of spiritual invitation, talks to us about various kinds of doors. And as I've shared, I think this message was initiated by that statement that Jesus made to the Church of Philadelphia, where he says that he set before them an open door that no man can shut. He has the key of David, and what he opens, no one can shut, and what he closes, no one can open. And just as there is excitement and invitation involved in going through being on the threshold and going through a door, so I believe the Lord has many wonderful experiences for us as we will go through these various doors that the Word talks about. And just by way of quick review, there is, first of all, and that's the most important door, the door of invitation, where we get to meet the head of the household, if you will, the Lord Himself, and that invitation is extended to whomsoever will. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And it's not detailing all the sins we have done, because, I mean, who can number all their sins? And there's none, not one, who is righteous. But the greatest sin of all, really, or the only sin, is rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ and what God came to do and accomplish through sending his only begotten Son. He was very God and very man. It's a mystery when we cannot understand it, except we believe it, that God was incarnate in the flesh, and he was therefore without sin and able to offer to God his Father that perfect sacrifice and restore mankind to fellowship with him. So there is that door of invitation that is extended to whomsoever will, and that's a wonderful opportunity, a door of invitation to be saved. And that's not just for the unsaved, those that aren't born again, but at every opportunity in our lives, every day we need some kind of salvation from the Lord. I don't know about you, but if you're hungering and thirsting and want more of God, well, he invites you to come through. There's a door of invitation, and then that time of communion, of seeking him, there's a door of prayer. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. But there is a condition. We have to search for him with all of our hearts. He doesn't want anyone lukewarm. Remember what he said in the book of Revelation, because you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. He'd rather have you hot or cold. And he's a passionate, jealous God. And he doesn't like halfway measures. He doesn't like half-hearted efforts. He wants, because he gave his all, beloved, there's nothing that we can offer except our best, our all to him. And so that door of prayer opens up not only communion, but an opportunity to present before the throne of grace whatsoever we have need of. And then there's the door of promise we looked at. There's all kinds of promises in the Word of God for whatever our need would be. If we're thirsty, Jesus, as he spoke to the woman at the well in Samaria, he said, if you drink of the water that I have, you will never thirst again. So whatever your promises, or whatever your needs are, the promises in the Word of God will be the satisfaction and supplying of those needs. And it's good to use a promise and pray the promise back to the Lord, because you're just saying, Lord, this is what you said you would do. So let's move on now to other doors. There is the door of faith. And so often, as we read the Gospels, Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Now, I believe so often, I think the enemy amplifies the fact, well, we don't have very big faith. We don't have very much faith. But Jesus said, if you had faith as large as the grain of mustard seed, and that's the smallest of all seeds. So we don't need a lot of faith. The faith we need to have is that in our God, that He can do anything. It's not how greatly exercised our faith is, although there is a principle of stepping out in faith and exercising faith, yet the faith is not in our faith, but the faith is in the one who gives the faith, the author and finisher of our faith, the Lord Himself. And so it speaks in the Psalms, I don't have the reference right now, but He brought me also into a large place, and this is a very large place. The door of faith will allow us, for goodness, whatever our heart's desires, really, according to the will of God, nothing shall be impossible to him that believes. Isn't that an amazing statement? It's a large place that has no limitations. Whatsoever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive, and ye shall have them. Matthew 11:24. But now we also know that if we doubt God's love, God's ability, if we're doubting, if we waver, well, we won't receive anything. Hear what James says in the first chapter, verses 6 through 7. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So we have to be decided. He wants us to be firm. He wants us to be wholehearted. And so we have to, in faith, with every, you know, trusting God, He's given us faith. We couldn't be saved if He didn't give us faith. Amen? So that comes from the Lord. I think that's what it's saying. He's the author. It means we get our faith from Him, and He's the finisher or the perfecter. So that takes a huge burden off of us. So often I've known Christians, well, I just have to increase my faith. I've just got to ask God for more faith. It's coming from Him. The focus always tends to be on ourselves, whereas it should be on the Lord, that we'll just believe who He is, who He said He was, and what He said He will do, just believing His promises. It's that simple, like a child. Hallelujah. You know, in Joshua 1 and 3, the Israelites had to claim the land with their feet because the Lord told Joshua, just as He began His ministry, He said, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. And notice, it's past tense. He said, I've given it. It's past tense. It's yours. All you have to do is put the foot of faith, obey me, walk out, tread upon it, and you'll see. Believe and thou shalt see the glory of God. That's what he said in the Gospel of John. Remember the raising of Lazarus? He spoke to Mary, Martha, only believe and thou shalt see the glory of God. If we will trust, we'll triumph. It's just that simple. So, and there's so much that could be said on this door of faith. But remember, according to your faith, be it unto you. And let's not limit God. Let's not, as the Israelites, limit and tempt the Holy One of Israel, as they did in the wilderness. Let's believe Him for the impossible, the things that the enemy would just throw in your face and say, oh, that's never going to happen. Believe God. We have to pray according, of course, to His will. That's important. And as we study and read the Word of God, we know those things that are His will. So, as I said, there's so much I could share, but that's what I'm just talking about are various doors that God has opened to us. So there's the door of faith. And then, beloved, there's that wonderful door of communion that's always open. Every day, the Lord has a door open, and it's a very private room. It's for you and Him. And I don't know, over the years, I've read stories that the Lord comes and waits in that room. And so often, his precious child is too busy. It's just like, hi, Lord, sticks his head in and kind of waves hi, and then runs on to do all the busyness and the affairs and responsibilities of the day. And the Lord sits there in that room all alone. But he wants us to come in. And even though our lives might be extremely busy, you may have so many responsibilities. Believe me, I understand that. I'm in that place. One of the things I'm trying to break myself of is the statement, I don't have time, because that has been such a part of my life for so many years because I'm extremely busy. But we need to make a priority, the time that we spend with God. And whether it's at the beginning of your day, which I do, most Christians I think do, the word says, I will seek you early, but that's all right. It doesn't have to be in the morning. You may be more comfortable in the evening, but it doesn't matter when, as long as you go through that door of communion and be willing to spend time with Him. It says in His Word, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. That's John 15:7. And if God's Word is truly abiding in us, then we cannot but ask the things that are according to His will. And in fellowship with Jesus, as we go through this door of communion, our soul grows into His likeness. And we become more and more able and fit to receive and rejoice in the fullness of Him that filleth all and in all. Therefore, beloved, we should let the Word of God dwell in us richly. Psalm 119:11 says, Thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee. Well, we've just talked about the door of faith and the door of communion. There are three more doors I want to share with you, and with the Lord's help, we'll conclude on tomorrow's broadcast. Might have to cover a lot of ground quickly. Thank you for joining me today. I do invite you to write, share those prayer requests. We can go through that door of prayer together in the power of agreement, and we'll see God answer whatever those needs are in your life. Your letters are confidential. The announcer will give you our contact information. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me and for listening. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,